Hey, this is Aaron Little with the Santa Rosa Press-Gazette, and I'm here with Mr. Ian Satter, who is with Public Information, correct, with the Florida Department of Transportation. They have just held their final public hearing regarding the potential for widening Highway 90 from Escambia County to Glover Lane in Santa Rosa County, and that's correct?
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. So this is just about to wrap up the PD&E study, which began back November of 2015, right?
Correct.
Fantastic. Okay. So what is the next step after this point?
Well, we have the meeting this evening. We'll compile the information and the comments that we received tonight. We'll review those, and those become part of the public record. Then we'll start finalizing our documents and have those approved by an office in Tallahassee, as well as working with the Federal Highway Administration. And then we should have that document, that PD&E study, completed by the summer of 2018, of this year.
Fantastic. And that was the portion in July that was on the card that was
correct.
Up front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. But then going from there, one of the things that you were telling me that I was kind of interested to note is that some of the people here may have seen some of the concepts, and what they may not have realized is that it was just that, it was a concept. It wasn't the actual design.
Right. With the PD&E study, what we determined was what's called our preferred alternative. That is the preferred place that we want the roadway to go. And with that comes the next step, which is design. That's where you actually start designing the roadway. That's where you actually start looking at what this roadway is actually going to be. So tonight is an opportunity for people to look at the PD&E study. The next phase would be design, which is not currently funded at this point. But during that design process, the public will also have opportunities to come out during public hearings and public meetings to give us their opinion, voice their concerns, have their questions answered, give us their comments about the design. So that's a longer process as well. So we're years away from putting a shovel in the ground at this point.
Certainly. And then so after design, it's right-of-way acquisition, is that right?
Well, during the design phase, we can look at funding right-of-way. So sometimes right-of-way occurs during the design phase.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it occurs afterwards, depending on the project. It can also occur before, just based on the fact that we know from our PD&E study where that roadway is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an idea of what right-of-way we will need. Sometimes the funding can come even before design.
Interesting. Okay, so then once right-of-way happens, would the next step be to actually get the project underway?
After design is complete and all the right-of-way is acquired, then we move on to the final stage, which is the actual construction. That's where we start building the roadway, and you start seeing us grading and milling and paving and removing vegetation. So that's the last part of the project. So that's the far end right now, but we're just getting past the first corner of a long race.
Understood. And the final question that I had for you then was, a lot of this entirely hinges on what gets funded, what the legislature decides to actually fund.
Yes.
Right. Okay. More or less. Mm-hmm. All right. And that was in part related to the five-year plan. Is that right?
Right. DOT operates on a five-year work program that's evaluated every year. And every year we look at funding availability for projects, not only here for this project, but not only here in Santa Rosa County, but we have 16 counties here in District 3 where we have projects that we look to fund. So obviously we have to look at the priorities not only here, but across the district as to what projects are in the most need to be funded, as well as the requests from the local governments, especially the TPO, looking at what their priorities are. They have a list of their priorities, and we try to mesh those with what we're trying to do as an agency. So it's really a cooperative effort between us and the TPO to make sure we are getting the right projects funded at the right time.
Right. So when people are here listening to what you have in mind, there are several other counties with several other public hearings going on, and everybody is vying to get their piece of road essentially upgraded and get construction underway.
Well, again, we have 16 counties, and each county has specific transportation needs. We've got a lot of highway through this area, so we're continually evaluating that and looking at where the most need is. And obviously this is a priority for DOT. We want to see if we can find funding. We look for it every year. We're always trying to find funding for projects. Obviously to us, we wish we could fund all of them, but there's only an X amount of dollars that are available. So we have to look at, are we getting to the projects that have the highest priority, that the community thinks are the highest priority, but also what are the priority projects that will increase the most safety in the area. So it's something that we work at constantly, trying to find those funding sources to be able to get those projects done.
Right, because I think when people hear funding, especially when it comes to, like large governments like state and federal, that they just kind of assume, I would even possibly assume, they just have this wealth of money that can be doled out for design right away and all of that. But it's not so simple.
Right. The Florida Transportation has a very robust budget, but we are dealing with the entire state of Florida. A lot of interstates, a lot of highways throughout the entire area. So, we look at we're concerned about Northwest Florida. We're concerned about the panhandle here, and that's what we look at, and that's what we're striving to do. But we also have to work in conjunction with the other districts throughout the state as we try to meet the transportation needs of the entire state. And so it's, again, we're always trying to fight for those dollars here for Northwest Florida. We're constantly trying to bring those in. We're fortunate enough to have a lot of helpful people in the legislature that are working hard to bring those funds back to Northwest Florida. So we work with them. We work with the local governments. It's a combined effort trying to bring those funds here to the panhandle.
Fantastic. Well, Ian, thanks again so much for your time, man.
Anytime.
I appreciate
it. Anytime.